Welcome back to the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet podcast, broadcasting podcast brought to you through Michigan Business Network and Rebel Pictures. So we are here in studio with two team members, Don Cochran, Randall Nolan, and they were part of one of the teams, one of the 26 teams that signed up, 24 finished, which was pretty incredible.
Wow.
For the GRFF 36-hour film challenge. The showing, the screening, award ceremony, and after party are this Friday, 7 p.m. at Wealthy Theater in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can go to grfilmfestival.com for more information and also rebelpictures.net in the news section. So tell us, guys, you were talking before the break, Don, about how you met Thang and how the team came about. So, Randall, do you want to tell us kind of a little bit about how you met Thang and how what the film's about and the name of the film?
Right. Actually, Thang was an intern of mine about 4 years ago. And since then, we've done three finished films and worked on another film. But he has a lot of excitement and enthusiasm for doing things. And I've kind of helped him, get better at his craft and stuff, and give him a lot of insight and suggestions and stuff. But he
constructive criticism.
Yeah, he's pretty good with that. Because that was part of the problem. Not a problem, but this 36 hours is a real tough thing. I warned him when we went into this. I said, dude, right. You don't know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
So we tried to kind of figure out what we wanted to do, but we were lucky enough just to get the team together. And then,
yeah, it's one of those challenges that I think being on the board of directors for the Grand Rapids Film Festival, it either this type of film challenge either makes you stop drinking or you start drinking. It's one of the two. So,
right. So, we started out, we were going to have a UFO crash in the backyard of his house and then have an alien arrive and like, saying it's 8 degrees out, you can't dig a hole in the ground, it's freezing out, we can't have...
Well, you could have, and then the alien just freezes, and then the credits go.
Healy and Don freeze to death. I goes, let's bring it, just bring it inside. So,
in memory of your cast and crew that froze to death. Right.
Well, we've done that before, but so anyways, we, fortunately we had Don and Keely Stevens, who was great, and they... We didn't have a script, basically.
Of course, you started with Joshua.
We just said, this is the scene. Yeah. This is the problem. You guys talk about it and work it out. And right. So they, I don't want to give a lot of things away, but they arrived. We were using Thang's son, who was, I think, three or four. And I goes, animals and kids, man. You don't know what you're getting into. So I said, we got to kind of keep it simple, but
you did a great job.
A man speaking from experience.
Randall was really good at keeping it going, man. He was like the manager.
Specifically, what did you guys do on the film? So Randall, what was like specifically your credits?
I had all the audio equipment, all the lighting. I helped Thang set up scenes and blackout scenes. I'm real good at that, and I'm real good at lighting and in continuity.
Gotcha.
Continuity is real tough.
Extremely important,
and,
too.
And that was the main thing. And then we all kind of put in our own ideas, but there were ideas all over the place, and there were things that I said I had to kind of, be like producer of it and say, we can't go there because we don't have any backstory.
Right.
We don't have time to do that.
Right.
And where are we going to go from there to do that?
Right.
So we got it all done, and then we did a rough draft edit, and then we go, this doesn't work at the end. We got to reshoot a new ending. So we reshot a new ending and
in 36 hours.
Yeah.
That's the crazy.
And then we had, Thang had to edit it, and I was burned out by that point.
I've been there, my friend. I've done many 48 fives, especially in the last year and a half, directing and producing and co-writing, and it's a pain.
Yeah,
but it's rewarding, though, too.
It's fun. It's a rush. It's really a roller coaster, and the key, I think, is to get really good talent, and I mentioned among, I said, you know, we just need two or three key people, and we can do it. Keep it simple, because it's a short mm-hmm. film, and rely on them, their talents, to bring it out.
Improv comes in there, too, obviously.
They did perfect. Sure. They were amazing.
Yeah, there's no time to F. Scott Fitzgerald the right. script here. Right. Everybody thinks that, and it's like time's ticking. That hourglass is tipped over, and it's cracked. Mm-hmm. So Don, you were an actor on this, correct?
Yes.
So you helped produce as well, and you guys all threw ideas out.
Right.
So what would you say to somebody listening to this that would say, why should I come out and see the films in the challenge? You haven't seen the others. I have. I'm in the process of watching them all again just to refamiliarize myself.
Right.
But what would you say briefly to a listener, like why they should come out and support something like this in the state?
Because it's a celebration of creativity and the passion and the energy behind it and what people have put into it. And there is so much talent out there, and there's so many great people out there with, you know, it's like the big canvas with the painting, and you just kind of put everything together and you see that. And it's to be able to witness that and feel that energy and excitement is great.
That's incredible. So right before we let you guys go, where can people go to find you on social media? Don, starting with you.
Obviously, you can go to my Facebook, Don Cochran, Hope, Michigan, but also IMDb page I have. You just go to the Internet Movie Database and type my name in, it'll say Don Cochran, and I'm Don Cochran number two. There's a Don Cochran number one. I'm back.
We'll have to take him out. Out of commission. Yeah, so Randall, where can people go to find you, my friend?
I'm on Facebook, Randall Nolan on Facebook. Yeah. And go to the films this Friday, because it's... I can't wait to see what the other people did, because it was... I think we did great. I was really... I wasn't surprised, because I thought we'd do great, but...
Right.
I'm really excited to see what everybody else did.
And there's going to be a great night of entertainment there. Mm-hmm. We have some wonderful awards made by local Lansing artist Andrew D. Sandstedt. So, again, you can go to grfilmfestival.com, rebelpictures.net in the news section. Look all the events up on Facebook. You can look all these gentlemen up as well. And we will see you back here in just a moment with some different team members from a different team. So, The Magic Hour with Michael McCallum, Michigan Business Network, Rebel Pictures.